South Dakota lawmakers are weighing the issue of a mother's privacy over her infant's health. The debate begins in the Senate Health and Human Services Committee. SDPB's Jackie Hendry has the story.
Senate Bill 105 authorizes healthcare practitioners to test infants up to 28 days old for controlled substances if they exhibit relevant symptoms. The bill allows the test with or without parental consent. If results are positive, the practitioner must report them to the Department of Social Services. Proponents of the bill include healthcare lobbyists and current practitioners. They say the legislation allows for better care of infants who can't speak for themselves. There was no opposing testimony. During committee questions, Senator Neil Tapio says he's concerned for a mother's right against self-incrimination.
What we don't want to do is to be able to have a mother make a decision that she doesn't want to go to a hospital because of some sort of a ramification. So it's a very delicate issue.
The debate raises the question of drug addiction and trauma for Senator Kevin Killer. He says removing an infant from the home doesn't solve the root problem of addiction. Senator Deb Soholt is chair of the committee and the sponsor of the bill. She acknowledges the tension between infant health and parental privacy, but says the priority should lie with the infant. She also recognizes the need for further action against addiction.
The intention is to do an assessment and to help provide support to the family and healing to the infant. So it's a very small bite at a large apple.
The bill moves on to the Senate floor with a 6-1 vote. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.